Saga Egmont presents Becoming Delilah by Sarah Marchant, read by Elena Sands. For Kathleen Marie. A dusty desert town in the west. Her name, Dolores, was embroidered with fancy script on a stocking hanging on the brick fireplace. A tiny golden nail, hammered neatly into the mortar, held it in place. Dolores wanted to hold the soft velvet stocking, heavy with treasure and candy, wrapped gifts and fruit. She wanted to stroke the stiff golden threads, spelling out the name she was learning to print in school, the thick pencil clenched in her hand. She knew the stocking would smell of chocolate and pine, like the beautiful tree in the corner far from the fireplace. Way down in the toe of the sock would be a fat tangerine, giving a spicy tang to the mezcla of scents. She wanted to upturn the stocking into her mother's lap, the silky soft skirt between Mama's knees pooling into a perfect bowl, wanted to dump out her prize and put her face into the opening of the fur-lined sock. Maybe her whole head would fit inside it, like with Santa's furry hat. She wanted to inhale the dark, soft safety inside of it. The stocking was new and beautiful, the embroidery, Abuela's work. Dolores recognized it as surely as the scent of talcum or the taboo lipstick her grandmother applied every morning. These scents gave Dolores comfort, a feeling of safety. She was named for her beautiful, sweet-scented maternal grandmother, who everyone called Abuela, even Daddy. So it felt like another gift when Dolores learned they shared a name. Mama had told her right before Daddy spied the little gold nail. Dolores was 5, but she recognized danger in Daddy's glare at the tiny nail holding up her bulging stocking. He hadn't placed the nail there in the mortar. No one had asked his permission to mar the perfection of the red-smelling brick or the musty cement of the newly cleaned grout. Mama had scrubbed for days, Dolores trying to help, but mostly getting in the way. She knew because Mama sometimes wept while preparing for the holiday. But now they had broken another of his unwritten rules. These rules, Daddy's special rules, were never usually known until after they had already been broken. Dolores was 5, but her whole life had been lived under the threat of rules, known or not, being broken. In that moment, the scent of the tree in the corner and the smoky fire and the turkey roasting in the nearby kitchen was overpowered by the sharp, metallic odor of Mama's fear. Dolores tried to embrace her, but Mama pushed her away, shoving her further from danger, from Daddy. Dolores was behind Mama, then was pulled further back by Abuela. No one dared to take the stocking down and give it to Dolores while Daddy had that look or held his shoulders so tense, his hands curled into fists. When he finally stood from his black vinyl recliner and stepped towards Dolores' stocking, she wasn't glad that she'd be allowed to open whatever small, individually wrapped gifts were inside, eat the tangerine from the toe, or share the sweet chocolates laced throughout. Daddy stroked the tiny nail pushed into the mortar, breathed heavily, once out of his nose, and Dolores knew to hide behind her grandmother's small body for protection. Even Daddy wouldn't dare hit Abuela. "Take her, Mama," Dolores' mama said. Even now she spoke English, because speaking Spanish was against Daddy's rules. Dolores was never to be taught Spanish. Mama didn't look away from Daddy as she spoke to her own mama. "Take her and go." Dolores looked over her shoulder at her mother as Abuela pulled her from the room, out of the house, toward safety. Her mother was so small, standing there in her Christmas finery, stepping towards Daddy, towards danger. The pale green silk of her dress, Dolores had stroked its cool slipperiness earlier, shivered as Mama tucked loose tendrils of her unswept hair back into the pins, her hands trembling. She looked like the tiny palo verde tree that struggled to grow in the backyard when the fierce desert winds blew, its thin pallid needles whipped this way and that.